The best RN News. I'm Jason Walker. A man with a rifle opening fire from a roof onto an Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas Wednesday. One detainee was killed, two others wounded critically. The gunman later took his own life. Agency says that it is investigating the shooting as a, quote, an act of targeted violence. Authorities say no ICE agents were injured. President Trump and Democratic leaders pointing the blame at one another as the government barrels a little closer now to a potential shutdown. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democrats accused the president of chickening out after he canceled a Thursday meeting with them. But Donald Trump said their budget requests are unserious and decided a meeting wouldn't be productive. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says if there is a government shutdown,
it will be the fault of the Democrats and it will only hurt the most vulnerable in our country, our seniors, our veterans, our military families.
Congress has until next Tuesday to approve new government funding. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's approval rating has flipped when it comes to white voters.
According to polling by the economist YouGov, the proportion of white voters who support President Trump has increased by 8 percentage points after it previously declined. The polling rebound means Mr. Trump's approval rating among the demographic is now positive. Caucasian voters are a key group in the president's base. More than 8 in 10 Trump voters in the 2024 election were white, according to the Associated Press. Pew Research Center found that 55% of white voters voted for Trump in 2024 and 2020, and that 54% of white people opted for him in 2016. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At the UN, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky telling leaders the world is in the most destructive arms race in human history. He's calling on the international community to act against Russia. This is SRN News. Well, the annual Fall 40 Days for Life campaign is underway.
From now through November 2nd, pro-life advocates will form up outside of abortion clinics across this country and offer silent prayer for unborn babies and their mothers. This silent witness takes place twice a year, and officials with 40 Days for Life say it has resulted in more than 25,000 women opting not to have abortions since 2007. 40 Days has since gone international with participants in over 1,000 cities and 63 nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, now some supporters are expressing hope this horrible tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports across the United States of attendance surging at a number of houses of worship. This is SRN News. There is some evidence now suggesting that Iran is beginning to rearm. However, authorities say that Tehran is likely missing a number of key parts to any equation. We hear more from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
According to satellite images, Tehran has begun rebuilding missile sites targeted by Israel during its 12-day war in June. But experts say a key component is likely still missing, the large mixers needed to produce solid fuel for the weapons. Reconstituting the missile program is crucial for the Islamic Republic. Tehran believes the missiles are one of Iran's few military deterrents after the war decimated its air defense systems. Experts say obtaining the mixers is a goal for Tehran, particularly as it prepares for possible UN sanctions later this month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.